Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Associate AD for Strategic Communications, Brian Freeman, and our guest this week from the Jaguar baseball program is junior outfielder Dylan Hardy. Dylan, appreciate your taking the time to visit with us.
Yeah, yes, sir. I appreciate it.
We're recording before you guys head into the final Sun Belt Series of the year at Troy. You're coming off a sweep of UT Arlington in conference play. You know, how are you and the guys feeling, and how much does it help to build momentum going into a key series and then postseason play?
Yeah, it's a lot of confidence. You know, our pitchers really pitched well this weekend. Hitters kind of got back on track with everything, and you know, we knew we were capable of doing it. It's just a matter of finding it, you know, and playing as a team and playing for one another and, you know, pulling for each other.
Is that what you would say to others is the key to win games at Troy and the win games moving forward? Or is there one aspect of the game you think that, okay, if we do this well, we're going to be in good shape every game we play the rest of the way?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just playing for one another and, you know, having fun again and just, you know, clicking on all cylinders and, you know, having team chemistry, I think, because, you know, Troy always plays us well, and it's just going to take us, you know, being the best teammates we can and going to the park and putting on a jersey to win and for no other reason.
Now, you know, you guys started the year nationally ranked, and there were others who put some sort of preseason kind of labels, expectations on you, but you've had a lot of injuries to overcome all over the place, preseason and during the year.
Yeah.
How hard has it been to kind of go through that, because every time something happens, you got to start making adjustments and learning different things?
Yeah, it's been a lot of it's been tough on us, because, you know, you lose Drew, you lose Pap, you lose Colton beginning of the year, you lose some pitchers down the way, Andy, you know, it's really hard, but just everybody knows their role, and, you know, everybody, I think, has answered the call whenever they've been asked to step up.
You know, so far this year, you're hitting .341, 10 doubles, 4 homers, 26 RBI, and 17 stolen bases. It's good numbers, really good numbers. You know, for you, when you look at yourself and analyze, what do you think are your strengths? What do you do well that leads to that kind of production?
I think just getting on base and just putting pressure on the defense is my game. Scoring runs, you know, if I get on base, we're most likely going to score. And I think that's the biggest key for me, is just being an offensive guy and just knowing the situation and just helping us win any way we can. And that's mostly by me getting on base and just doing whatever I can to score.
Now, we're coming up to postseason, and that also means you hit the time of year where, you know, during regional play, you know, the Major League draft goes on, and I know that going back to the end of last year, there are people who've mentioned your name as being possibly called at some point. How do you handle sort of balancing that and the possibilities versus the team and the job at hand?
Yeah, I try not to think about it too much. You know, I know what we have here is we have one goal, and that's to get to the postseason and, you know, go as far as we can. And you know, I know that, you know, my job here is still not done, and I just try not to think about it and just play and help us win every day.
Now, if someone had told you that this was going to be a part of the conversation that you're at the end of your freshman year, wherein you hit like .211 and played in 39 games in a role, but not a full-time starter, what would you have said to that person?
Yeah, I might have laughed. Honestly, I might have laughed at him.
Yeah. So, you know, what's the biggest thing that you've done? What's been the key to the improvement that you've shown to put you in this position moving forward?
I think it's just been building a work ethic, really. I mean, coming here as a freshman, you don't really know what it takes to, you know, just be mediocre at this level, you know. And, you know, I worked hard every day, really put an emphasis on my defense and my offense and, you know, really just going to work with Coach Calvi in the cages and Coach Pro. And I think that's been the biggest key for me is just, you know, trusting my work. And trusting that, you know, I'm good enough. I just have to go out there and play.
So last year, at the end of the year, you ended up hitting 363, 10 doubles, 5 homers, 30 RBI, 18 stolen bases. A lot of high-level production similar to this year. Second team all-conference, and you made the all-tournament team both at the Sun Belt Tournament and at the regional. You know, once those honors start rolling in at the end of the year, you know, what was your reaction to that, and what did it mean to you to kind of get that recognition for your work?
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable, really, just seeing, you know, your hard work pay off and know that the two-a-days shag and fly balls and, you know, the 2 hours in the cage every day, like, it pays off, and, you know, it really just honestly makes you want to work harder and, you know, get more results.
Now, you've been on teams that have been to regional play both years, and then that first year it was kind of really limited action, a couple times pinch hitting, a couple times pinch running in the 4 games in Tallahassee. Was there anything that you learned in those games, and maybe not just you, but the team in general, that you took into Hattiesburg last year to give you a chance and to where you beat Mississippi State opening night?
I really think is the key is just to stay humble and know that the game's the same, you know, whether it's postseason, regular season, it doesn't matter. I mean, a lot of people can speed themselves up, you know, but I just tried to, you know, slow myself down and, you know, just understand that, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime, you know, opportunity. Not many people get to play in a regional, and, you know, just try to have fun with it and, you know, just play a game of baseball since it's the same game.
Our guest this week on Inside JAG Nation is Dylan Hardy from JAG Baseball, junior from D'Iberville, Mississippi. When you go back to the beginning and you're starting the sport, you remember, like, how old you were and why you started playing?
Yeah, I was around 4, and, you know, I loved the game of baseball. You know, I liked to watch it, and I wanted to learn how to play.
Now, in your time at D'Iberville High, you had a ton of success in baseball. You also played football for a couple years. So do you find there's anything that you've taken from your time, like as a football player, and apply it to what you do in baseball?
Yeah, just you're going to be faced with a lot of, you know, controversy, and, you know, it's just bouncing back after you get up, get hit real hard, and, you know, a lot of people judge you on, you know, not how hard you get hit, but how, you know, able you're, how good you are to picking yourself back up and just going with the play.
You know, what point in your time there did you think to yourself, I think I can play collegiate baseball?
I think it was the summer going into my junior year. I played with the state games in Mississippi, and, you know, I really excelled, and I just realized that I can play with these guys. You know, I can play with, you know, college commits, and, you know, I just really, really decided then that that's what I wanted to do.
How, you know, what was recruiting like for you? I mean, how many schools were you hearing from, and what kind of interest was there? And really, you know, another part of the question was if you know, what was the reaction when you heard from Coach Calvi and his staff here?
Yeah, I really wasn't highly recruited out of high school. Mostly a lot of JUCOs around Mississippi and Nickel State and South were my only Division I offers. And, you know, it's kind of funny because Coach Pro was the recruiting coordinator at Nickel State. And Coach Zuli, who's at Alabama now, was the recruiting coordinator here. And talked to Pro first. And they were wanting me to come up on a visit and everything, and it worked out to where I wasn't able to go due to some circumstances. But then Zuli called, and I got a visit over here, and I immediately fell in love. You know, it was kind of pretty surreal. I didn't realize just how great and historic of a program this was. And, you know, I like Coach Calvi, I like Coach Lucky, I liked all the coaching staff, and I knew that this was the right place for me. And then, you know, I commit and sign and everything. And then the year I'm supposed to be here, Coach Zuli happened to find another job. And then taking over was Coach Pro. So he ended up with me anyways. But, yeah, I mean, it was fun. I wasn't wasn't very recruited, though. I mean, I knew I was an undersized infielder, you know, and I knew that going in, but I knew as soon as I stepped on campus here, I loved it.
Is that something that you find that you use as fuel, for lack of a better term, or you not worry about what others thought because you found the right spot?
Nah, in the back of my mind, it's definitely still there. You know, it's just like a little chip on your shoulder, you know, but it definitely pushes me to, you know, work harder than the next guy. And, you know, Coach Calvi told me, you know, when I got here that I'm going to have to work harder, twice as hard as another guy just because of my size. And, you know, that really fueled me to, you know, put on some weight, get stronger in the weights. And, you know, it's definitely helped my game out too. You know, just playing like my hair's on fire, you know, just going out there and just having fun.
And now that you've been here for nearly 3 full years and you have a chance to kind of look at it and, you know, can you put it in perspective what it means to be a part of a program that has achieved as much success as it has and to play a role in keeping that tradition going?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot bigger than me. You know, I realize, you know, you go to the games and there's 1,500 people at every game, you know, and it's fun. It's just, it's definitely surreal. I mean, you kind of just have to take a step back and realize, you know, where you are and, you know, who's coached on this field, who's played on this field. And you see all the names out there. You see all the, you know, accolades and the names outside the stadium. And it's just, it's cool. It really is. It's kind of hard to describe, really.
Have you had any chances maybe here over nearly 3 years where you've had the chance to interact with some of the guys who've gone on to, like, the majors or anything like that?
Yeah, I know. I'm probably close here, about an hour away. So every, you know, winter break, Jordan Patterson's around. He's from Mobile, so I get to hit with him just about every break, and he's helped my game so much, and just learning how he does things and learning his daily routines and how much that helps him succeed. And that's really the biggest influence, you know, that I've had here. He's been a role model definitely to look up to.
So, you know, there's plenty of baseball left to play over the next few weeks, but, you know, in the long run, you know, a lot of guys in this building hope to have a professional career. And so for you, in your mind, you know, what do you think you need to do or has to happen to have a chance to play for an extended period beyond college?
I think I just need to, you know, not get out of myself, you know, play my game, you know, don't try to, you know, hit home runs every time. Don't try to do what I'm not capable of right now, because that's just not me. I think that for me to succeed and do my best is to just, you know, stay within myself and play my game and help us win, because I know if we're winning, then I must be doing something right.
Now, I know there's not a ton of time, but then again, on lots of hours on buses, mm-hmm. How much do you find you like watch Major League Baseball, and are there any guys that you try and pattern your game after from what you see of guys who've made it?
I really like watching Chris Taylor play. He center fielder for the Dodgers, and he plays infield as well. But I just like how aggressive he is, you know, at the plate, and you know, he's not a big guy, you know, but he plays fast and he plays hard, and he's fun to watch, and that's what I try to do. I try to just make the game fun to watch.
Now, you know, when the game ends, however many years down the road it is, you're currently working on a degree in exercise science, and I know, you know, you've done well in the classroom, Sunbelt honors. I know I've seen you at the president's breakfast on more than one occasion. But when you get done playing, ultimately, you know, what do you hope to do for a professional career outside of baseball?
Yeah, I definitely plan to get my doctorate in physical therapy and, you know, try to open up my own clinic and, you know, really try to work with athletes. And because I really want to, you know, specialize in athletics and just try to give back to, you know, guys that have been injured and or girls, and just, you know, help them get back to doing what they love as quickly as possible.
Our guest this week on Inside Jag Nation, Dylan Hardy from the Jaguar baseball team. Appreciate it. I know there's lots of baseball to be played this week on the roads, but before we let you go, I'm going to ask you some questions off the field. We're really just looking for the first response that pops in your head.
Bring it.
And the first one is like I said, there is not a lot of free time, be it travel, practice, competition, class, study hall, meals, training.
Yeah.
When you have a few minutes to yourself, what's your favorite thing to do?
I really like to go fishing. And I'll get some of the guys and we'll go just find a pond anywhere and we'll try to fish it.
What's your favorite sport outside of baseball?
I'd say basketball.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
Probably a state championship for Class 4A of Mississippi in 2008, where D'Iberville played Noxubee County for the state championship.
If you've got a chance to go to one athletic event and you've never been to it, what's at the top of your list?
Game 7 World Series.
Doesn't matter who's in it.
Game 7 of the World Series.
Does it matter where it's played?
Nope. That's what I want to see.
If you're going on a dream vacation and you got to pick one spot, where are you headed to?
Bora Bora.
What's your favorite movie?
That's tough. I watch a lot of Wedding Crashers.
Favorite musical artist?
George Strait.
And when you're nursing kids back to health after a long, successful professional career in baseball, and a Hollywood producer says, this is a great story, kid who coaches wouldn't give the time of day because of his size, love it, writes a script, and it has to come up, hire an actor, who is he going to choose to play the lead role of Dylan Hardy?
Man. So many come to mind. I mean, I picture myself like a Ryan Reynolds or definitely a Zac Efron kind of guy. But honestly, I'd have to go with Mark Wahlberg.
All right.
The guest takes me very well.
The guest this week on Inside Jag Nation, Dylan Hardy. Wish you best of luck at Troy this weekend and throughout postseason play. Thanks for taking the time.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags!